announcement to make. Today, Kathleen comes to clean. Now, after she's straightened everything up, don't you undo everything she's done. Are you listening to me, Mary?
Yes, Mother.
Jeff?
Oh, I'm listening.
Alex?
Yes, dear. Oh, Kathleen.
Oh, Alex, I don't think you should tease her the way you do.
Well, me?
That's about her boyfriends. When she says she hasn't any, she may be telling the truth.
She knows I'm joking. I just like to see her blush.
Yeah. Well, deprive yourself of that pleasure. We don't want to lose her. If you must tease somebody else.
Yeah, why don't you tease Mommy, Daddy?
Oh, sure, I can always get another wife.
You better be careful, Pop. Mom works for nothing. You have to pay Kathleen.
Darling, would you ask her to start with my waiting room? I've got customers coming in half an hour.
All right, dear.
See you later, kids.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, Dad. Hey, you took all the milk.
Well, there was barely enough for one person, Jeff.
Well, I can't eat cereal without milk. I'll strangle to death.
Jeff, will you stop yelling? Milkman's probably here by now. Mary, would you go outside and check?
Why me, Mother?
Because you hogged it all, that's why. Hurry up, or I'll be late for school.
Calm yourself, Jeff. If you're late, I'll drive you.
Mother, come here quick. What is it?
What in the world? Well, whose is it? Where did it come from?
Oh, I don't know, but isn't he darling?
Oh. Well, we can't leave him here. Oh, Mary, go call your daddy, quick.
Oh, let me for just a minute.
Oh, you poor darling, are you frightened?
Here, let me have him. Oh, it's been so long since I've had one of my own.
Sure, I've never had one.
Mary, go get your daddy, quick, and bring in the basket.
Jeff, look what we found.
Well, what do you know? Whose is it?
I haven't the faintest idea.
He was just out there. Here, Mother, sit down.
All right, thank you. What do you know?
Hey, where's the milk? Oh, how callous can you get, Jeff? The milk hasn't arrived yet.
Mom, I'm going to be late for school.
All right, Jeff, then run along. Mary, do as I tell you. Go get your father.
Mom, you promised you'd drive me.
Well, I can't now, Jeff, so run along.
Do you realize what I've had for breakfast this morning? One piece of toast and some prunes.
Well, then fix yourself another piece of toast.
Mom, I'm a growing boy.
And you're no baby, so you can fix your own toast.
This place is going to pot. You can't even get a decent breakfast anymore. Oh, hi, Kathleen.
Good morning, Jeff. Tie your shoelaces.
I can't. I'm late.
Good morning, Mrs. Stone.
Oh, good morning, Kathleen. Come and see what we found.
Oh, glory be to...
Found it, you said?
Yes, at the back door in that basket.
Oh, for the love of... No, who'd be after leaving a baby on a doorstep?
That's what I'd like to know. Isn't he sweet?
The little darling. May I?
Yes. Come here. There you go.
Oh, should look at him. Are there any diapers in the house?
The doctor has some in his office. Give them to me. Come on, honey. Yes, we'll fix you up. Yes, come on, darling.
Pretty brown eyes.
Isn't he sweet?
Mother.
Yes?
Mother, Daddy's just finishing up with the patient. He'll be here in just a minute.
All right.
Hi, Kathleen. What do you think of our baby?
Oh, he's the sweetest little thing I ever saw.
Darling, we need some more diapers.
Oh, right away, Mother.
Oh, I don't understand it. How could a mother give up her baby?
Mrs. Stone, look.
There's a note or something. Oh. Dear Mrs. Stone, his name is Willie. He's a good boy and hardly ever cries. Please love him and take care of him for me. God bless you.
Poor sweet little thing.
I sure does a heart of gold you have, Mrs. Stone.
Are you part Irish by any chance?
Now, what's this?
A baby.
I recognize the species. Come.
Oh, Willie, that's a darling name.
Wee Willie.
It's a darling name.
Alex, I think we still have Jeff's crib up in the attic.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Doctor, would you please lay out one of those dry ones?
Why, sure.
Not that way. Three-cornered, like.
Well, that's the way we do it now.
Oh, excuse me, Doctor, but I raised three small brothers, and I never saw it done that way before.
It's the new look. Do it your way. It won't kill him. Of course, when he sees what the other fellas are wearing.
Alex, how are we going to find the mother?
Darling, that's not up to us.
Can't we keep him, Daddy?
Of course not.
Well, God, the people who left him must not have wanted him, so why can't we keep him?
Honey, a baby isn't in the same category as a stray cat.
Daddy's right. What a baby needs most is its mother. That's why we've got to find her.
Darling, that's not our job. Our job is to notify the police.
The police?
Certainly.
What is he, a criminal?
Surely you're not going to get the little tyke mixed up with the police.
Well, what would the police do?
They'd send him to the county home.
You're not going to send him to the asylum.
Send him to the asylum? It's a home, and a very good one.
Alex, listen, please. Whoever the mother is, she knows us. She was probably desperate or panicky, I don't know. But before the day's over, she'll phone or come running in.
Darling, the law requires us to call the police.
Oh, it's bad enough. It's my own father, but... Well, how can a baby doctor be so cruel?
Honey, will you go to school? I'm trying to run a practice here, not an orphanage.
Goodbye, Mother.
Bye, Mary.
Now, either you call the police or I will.
All right. I'll call the police.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sergeant? Sergeant, please, you misunderstand. I'm not trying to tell you how to run your business. I'm just telling you what you ought to do. Yes, Mrs. Stone. My husband's a pediatrician, so, you see, we do know something about babies. Now, what this child needs most is its mother. So you get busy and locate the mother, and we'll keep the child until we hear from you.
Donna?
Bye. That must be the milkman. Excuse me.
High time you arrived.
What's the matter, sister?
Oh, Tony, thank heaven.
Good morning, Mrs. Stone.
Hi, Tony.
Hey. Well, what do you got there?
Look what we found.
You found him?
Yes, at the back doorstep.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. Just like Moses in the bulrushes, huh? Well, you sure are lucky, Mrs. Stone. You know, most people go through all kinds of trouble to have a baby. Right, Doc? And here you got one for nothing.
Yeah, well, we're not planning
to. You're going to need some more milk with this kid around, right?
That's right. You can leave a couple of extra quarts from now on.
From now what?
We got some new A1 certified milk. Have you heard about it, Doc?
Yes, I've heard about it,
this
Tony,
milk,
but I don't think...
The company's just putting it on the market. This milk is so... God bless you, son. We just put it on the market. This milk is so special. This is not milk from ordinary cows. These cows are selected, Mrs. Stone. You know, the bad ones are weeded out. If they don't make the grade, shoom, off to the slaughterhouse. That's right.
Yes, well,
you know, they got these cows living in special accommodations. They don't even touch the ground. That's how clean they are. These cows live so strict, Doc, so strict. Well, I wouldn't want to be one of these cows, I'll tell you that.
Tony, will you listen to me?
He's only thinking about the baby.
Oh, Kathleen, would you? Oh, yes, ma'am.
Doc... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave you a couple extra quarts of this A1 special certified milk. And I'm guarantee you'll be delighted once you try it. And it's not going to cost you a cent, Doc. Not a cent. It's going to be the compliments of me.
Oh, thank you, Tony.
Oh, you don't have to thank me, Mrs. Stone. Oh, wait till you get a taste of this, son. You're going to love it. You'll be hollering for more,
well,
I guarantee.
Will you just leave the milk and we can discuss it?
Oh, okay, Doc, I'll get the milk.
Mrs. Stone?
Yes?
There's a policeman outside.
A policeman?
He's come about the baby.
Yes?
Good morning. I'm Officer O'Connor. Are you Mrs. Stone?
Yes, I am.
There was a radio call to pick up a baby.
But I didn't ask to have a baby picked up, and I explained the whole thing to your sergeant.
Now, Donna,
why aren't you out looking for the mother?
Yes, instead of picking on a baby.
All right, now, will you calm down? The officer is just doing his duty.
Did you bring your handcuffs and your tear gas, huh? This kid looks pretty tough, you know.
All I know is the radio says pick up a baby.
Do you believe everything you hear on a radio?
That's telling them, Kathleen.
Now, listen, you two.
What part of Ireland do you come from? Some part where they don't have babies.
Well, there's no call to be bringing politics into it.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Why aren't you out chasing burglars?
Tony, Kathleen, be quiet.
Alex, you don't have to shout. We can hear you. Now, can't we settle this calmly and rationally?
The officer and I are the only rational people in this house.
That's the truth.
Poor little baby.
Now, Kathleen, you go to work. If I hear another word out of you, we'll switch to another milk company.
Alex, I've never seen you like this.
That's because I've never been driven out of my mind before.
All right, I'm not going to argue anymore. If you want to turn a poor, defenseless baby over to an orphanage, go ahead. Don't consider the poor mother's feelings. Turn him over to the police.
Officer, would you just leave the child in my custody for the time being, until you find the mother?
With the greatest of pleasure.
Ah, oh, God bless you, Doctor. You know, you may seem a bit hard on the outside, but I know you're a good, decent man.
Well, he didn't fool me for a minute. No, sirree. Anybody married to Mrs. Stone, he's got to be okay.
Now, let's get some of that nice, fine milk you were talking about.
A1 certified milk. You know those cows? They look into their whole pedigree.
That's for being a good, decent man.
Now, I warn you, if that mother isn't found, if she doesn't phone...
I know. Zoom. Off to the slaughterhouse.
Come on, I'm home!
Jeff, be quiet.
That's a nice welcome. Makes you feel good all over.
Mom, I'm home.
Jeff, be quiet.
Or you're gonna wake him up.
Well, good. Maybe he'll take the hint and clear out.
Did you get that milk from the bottle with the orange cap?
Yeah, why?
Well, put it back. It belongs to Willie.
Don't I have any rights around here?
No, go put it back.
Willie, who asked him to come here anyway?
Go on.
Don't I have enough troubles already?
Mother, did Jeff wake Willie up?
I'm afraid he did, but it's all right. Baby's laughing and playing.
Oh, Mother, can't I stay home and take care of him? Do I have to go to that ballet lesson?
Yes, you do. Now go on upstairs and get your things together.
Okay, but don't let Jeff get near Willie.
Where's Kathleen?
Upstairs
with the baby. Honey, she hasn't done a lick of work since she's been here. All she's done is moon over that baby. Now, my waiting room is a mess. Kathleen, if it wouldn't be asking too much, do you suppose you'd get started?
Yes, Doctor, I'll be back in a minute. Kathleen.
Yes, ma'am.
Give me the baby. You go get the bottle, and then start with the cleaning.
All right, ma'am.
And take this.
Oh,
nice bath in there. Oh, you sweet little angel. Somewhere your mother is crying her eyes out, torn between love and what's best for you.
Here we are. Now.
Good. He's hungry.
Ah, the little darling.
Well, how old do you think Willie is?
Between 10 and 11 months. Why?
I'm going to check the birth records.
You're going to check? Did you have any idea how many babies are born in a month?
What
There can't be too many Williams born in 1 month.
Yeah, but what good is William without a last name?
That's why I've got to find his mother.
Jeff! Jeff, would you come here a minute, please?
Yeah?
Honey, I had to take Mary to her ballet lesson. Now, Kathleen and Daddy are going to be busy, so I'm going to put Willie in his crib, and I want you to keep an eye on him for me. All right? And if he cries, all you have to do is call Kathleen.
But how he's outside?
Well, ask him to come in.
You think I want him to know I take care of babies?
Your father does it all the time.
And he gets paid for it, too.
I also paid to learn how. You're getting experience for nothing.
Mary! Mary, are you ready?
I'm coming, Mother.
Good. Thanks, Jeff.
Howie, I can't come out. I gotta do homework. How would you like a punch in the nose, huh? Hey, what's the matter with you? You're a nervous wreck? Can't you keep still? Oh, you're gonna wrestle with me, huh? Well, first you gotta sit up. Come on, sit up. Lay up. Oh, boy. You got pretty strong muscles. A couple of years, you might be able to chin yourself. Hey, roll over now. Ready? Come on, roll over. Roll over. Oh, that a boy now. Come on. Crawl right to me. Crawl right here. Come on. Ooh, come on. Come on. Hey, you're pretty good.
Everything under control?
This kid's pretty smart. Watch what he can do. It's pretty good. Was I that smart?
Sure you were. Of course, you've lost it all now.
If I had a lot of time, I could teach him a lot of tricks. It'd be kind of fun having a baby around the house.
Oh, brother, you too.
William Benson. Amazing. This was certainly a good month for Williams.
You got about 50 names there. What happens now?
One of these lucky mothers is going to get a baby. The Michael Cholden, Gail Morgan, Guillermo Ferrucci. Ferrucci. Who do I know named Ferrucci? Anthony Burke, Eric Stern. Guillermo Ferrucci. Guillermo, isn't that...
Italian for William.
Did you come to see me about something?
I came to find out what kind of people you are. You and your wife.
Mrs. Stone, I haven't any wife.
What?
I had a wife, but she died.
I'm sorry. That's no reason to abandon a baby. That's no excuse to take
it. Mrs. Stone, I'm not looking for excuses. I was looking for help. I thought you were the kind of woman that... That's my wife, Mrs. Stone. She died 5 months ago. The last thing she said to me before she died, she said, take good care of Willie.
Then how could you pack him in a basket and leave him on some stranger's doorstep?
What was I going to do? Tell me, Mrs. Stone, what was I going to do? Look, 4 o'clock in the morning, I got to be out with the truck. Now, you can't get anybody to take care of a little baby at 4 o'clock in the morning for love of money. Love I got. Oh, I tried leaving him with a woman down the street for a while, but it didn't work out. I'm going crazy. What was I going to do, turn him over to some place where they look him up in a card index? I got to know this kid is taken care of. That's why I thought of you and the doc. I see your kids so happy and the love you give them, and I see the way the doc looks at you when he thinks nobody's watching. You know, a milkman, he gets to know his customers' homes pretty well, Mrs. Stone. I know you've got a happy home. So I figured I'd get to see Willie every morning when I delivered the milk. So I said to myself, I said, if you got to pick somebody to love your baby and take care of him, and if it can't be me, it would be you.
Thank you. But that's still no reason to abandon a baby.
No. I guess I did the wrong thing, Mrs. Stone. I'm sure sorry. I'll come and get the baby.
No, just wait. Why don't you leave him with us until we can think of something?
Oh, I'd sure be grateful, Mrs. Stone. Now do you see why I abandoned little Guglielmo with you?
Well, would you like to see him today? Why don't you come by? About 5:30, we'll give him his bath then.
Oh, I'll be there. Oh, Mrs. Stone. One thing I want you to get straight now. His milk and his clothes, everything, that's all on me. And you know what? I'm going to bring you a present, Mrs. Stone. Something you'll really like. Some cheese.
Cheese?
It's a new product the company's pushing. This cheese is terrific. It's got vitamins and proteins. You name it, this cheese has got it. Oh, cut it out, Mrs. Stone. I see a woman crying. I go all to pieces. What are you crying about?
I don't know. I guess it's just that I like cheese. Alex, if you could have only seen the look on his face, I know you'd have done the same thing. Anyway, it's only temporary till we find some solution.
What solution? Name one.
I don't know. Supposing he finds a nice girl and gets married.
Honey, we're already running an adoption agency. Let's not start a matrimonial bureau.
I had no such thought. Hello, Tony.
Hello, Doc.
Come
Hi,
in.
Tony. Mrs. Stone. The cheese.
Thank you, Tony. You're just in time. We're holding his royal bath in the kitchen because there's more room for his audience out there.
How will you look at that? Hey, Guglielmo, how's it going, huh? Boy, he sure is having a good time.
Kathleen's just wonderful with him. He adores her.
You do that like you handled kids before.
She has, plenty.
Oh, have you got a few of your own?
I'm not married.
Is it a crime to be married?
Here, hold him. He's yours.
Oh, hey, look at that. What way is that to be holding a baby?
Are you trying to tell me how to hold my own baby?
Well, Kathleen holds him like a mother should.
You hold him like he was a sack of potatoes.
Supposing I was to hold you like that, how would you like it?
Can't really tell till we tried.
You're on the fresh side, aren't you?
Sure, any objections? Hey, Guillermo.
Well, see if you can hold him without dropping him all over the place. And dry him off before he catches his death.
Oh, you give orders like my old army sergeant.
Mother, I've just had a nice inspiration. Wouldn't it be wonderful if Kathleen and Tony got married?
Well, sure, they've already started to scrap.
Yeah, honey, they hardly know each other.
Well, gee, they both love Willie. Isn't that a good enough start?
I'd never given it a thought. Well, why don't we just let nature take its course?
Yeah, let's. Mother Nature will work it out in her own mysterious way.